Question 1. You hear a physiotherapist talking to a patient.
Well, Mr. Saunders, we have to take this lower back pain of yours seriously. You'll need to get an orthopaedic mattress and a chair for your desk that supports your back, and I'll be showing you how to stand properly. Now, for the first exercise, get down on the floor, look straight up at the ceiling, arms by your sides, and lift each foot as high as you can. That's great! I'd like you to repeat that 4 times, 3 times a day. Now I'll show you the second exercise. Well, Mr. Saunders, we have to take this lower back pain of yours seriously. You'll need to get an orthopaedic mattress and a chair for your desk that supports your back, and I'll be showing you how to stand properly. Now, for the first exercise, get down on the floor, look straight up at the ceiling, arms by your sides, and lift each foot as high as you can. That's great! I'd like you to repeat that 4 times, 3 times a day. Now I'll show you the second exercise.
Question 2. You hear a woman phoning an Indian restaurant to order a takeaway meal.
Hello?
Good evening. Taj Mahal Restaurant?
Oh, good evening. I'd like to order a takeaway.
Certainly. What would you like?
I'd like a Madras curry with beef, a hot lamb curry, and a mild chicken curry. Your special. Oh, and 3 portions of rice.
Did you know the chicken curry is with rice?
Oh, I see. Better make that just 2 portions of rice, thanks.
And would you like anything else with it?
No, that's all, thank you.
And where would you like it delivered to?
11 Grant Street, Hitchworth Common, Driswold. Hello?
Good evening. Taj Mahal Restaurant?
Oh, good evening. I'd like to order a takeaway.
Certainly. What would you like?
I'd like a Madras curry with beef, a hot lamb curry, and a mild chicken curry. Your special. Oh, and 3 portions of rice.
Did you know the chicken curry is with rice?
Oh, I see. Better make that just 2 portions of rice, thanks.
And would you like anything else with it?
No, that's all, thank you.
And where would you like it delivered to?
11 Grant Street, Hitchworth Common, Driswold.
Question 3. You hear a woman in an art gallery talking about a painting.
It's incredible how he makes the whole scene come to life. I think this is a perfect example of impressionism at its best. The colours are so lively, so exciting, and you really have the sense that you know how he felt when he painted it. This is one of his later works, right at the end of the Real Impressionists. In fact, art historians generally say the end of the Impressionist movement was 1886, and this was actually painted 2 years later. But it clearly belongs with the Impressionists, and I do... It's incredible how he makes the whole scene come to life. I think this is a perfect example of Impressionism at its best. The colours are so lively, so exciting, and you really have the sense that you know how he felt when he painted it. This is one of his later works, right at the end of the Real Impressionists. In fact, art historians generally say the end of the Impressionist movement was 1886, and this was actually painted 2 years later. But it clearly belongs with the Impressionists, and I do.
Question 4. You hear a man giving directions to a football ground.
The football ground? Now, let me see. Probably the quickest way to get there is to go along this road until you come to a big supermarket on the left, and you turn right just opposite it. That brings you into Oldham Street, and you go straight on. You come to some traffic lights just after a park on the right. You keep on going, and then you take the third turning on your left at a cinema called the Majestic. You can't miss it. And the football ground's on the right. The football ground? Now, let me see. Probably the quickest way to get there is to go along this road until you come to a big supermarket on the left, and you turn right just opposite it. That brings you into Oldham Street, and you go straight on. You come to some traffic lights just after a park on the right. You keep on going, and then you take the third turning on your left at a cinema called the Majestic. You can't miss it. And the football ground's on the right.
Question 5. You hear two colleagues talking about a character one has invented.
All right, Bill, so you've come up with a new cartoon character. What's his name?
Crazy Comrade. Do you think it sounds good?
Well, not bad. And Conrad's a horse, right?
No, you're holding it upside down. He's a baby elephant.
Oh, sorry. Yes, now that I look more closely, I can see what you mean. It's got bigger ears than a horse, and it's got a trunk. Yes, of course it's not a horse.
He was originally going to be a bear, but then I changed my mind.
Hmm. Why was that?
I'm not sure, really. I just thought it wouldn't be as funny somehow.
All right, Bill, so you've come up with a new cartoon character. What's his name?
Crazy Comrade. Do you think it sounds good?
Well, not bad. And Conrad's a horse, right?
No, you're holding it upside down. He's a baby elephant.
Oh, sorry. Yes, now that I look more closely, I can see what you mean. It's got bigger ears than a horse, and it's got a trunk. Yes, of course it's not a horse.
He was originally going to be a bear, but then I changed my mind.
Hmm. Why was that?
I'm not sure, really. I just thought it wouldn't be as funny somehow.
Question 6. You hear a woman talking to a policeman at a police station.
Oh, officer, I do hope you can help me. I never thought this would happen to me. Well, I suppose you never do expect these things, do you? Anyway, I didn't notice anything, though someone must have put their hand in my bag. They didn't take the camera, just my purse. The camera's quite expensive, in fact, so I suppose I'm lucky they ignored that. And I thought I was being so careful about the bag, you know, always keeping it closed and where I can see it. So it must have happened in a flash, maybe when I was getting off the bus. Oh, officer, I do hope you can help me. I never thought this would happen to me. Well, I suppose you never do expect these things, do you? Anyway, I didn't notice anything, though someone must have put their hand in my bag. They didn't take the camera, just my purse. The camera's quite expensive, in fact, so I suppose I'm lucky they ignored that. And I thought I was being so careful about the bag, you know, always keeping it closed and where I can see it. So it must have happened in a flash, maybe when I was getting off the bus.
Question 7. You hear a radio announcement about traffic.
And now for our traffic bulletin. The police have issued a warning about long delays on the M63 heading south between junctions 15 and 16, caused by an accident involving three cars on the A36. Just before junction 15, where the A36 and the B636 intersect. The incident on the A36 has produced a long tailback. Delays are expected for the next 3 or 4 hours while rescue services clear the road, and police are advising motorists to avoid the area if at all possible. And on the railways... And now for our traffic bulletin. The police have issued a warning about long delays on the M63 heading south between junctions 15 and 16, caused by an accident involving three cars on the A36, just before junction 15, where the A36 and the B636 intersect. The incident on the A36 has produced a long tailback. Delays are expected for the next 3 or 4 hours while rescue services clear the road, and police are advising motorists to avoid the area if at all possible. And on the railways...
Question 8. You hear a woman talking about a slimming diet.
My mother's been doing this fruit diet, you know, where you're supposed to eat only fruit for 10 days as a way of losing weight. What she doesn't seem to understand is that if she eventually manages to lose a few pounds, it'll be because she's eating less, rather than because of eating nothing but fruit. It won't do her any harm, of course, but it's quite funny, really. I mean, there's no scientific basis for it, in my opinion. At least it's only for 10 days, and then she'll be back to her usual diet, which I think is quite healthy and varied. My mother's been doing this fruit diet, you know, where you're supposed to eat only fruit for 10 days as a way of losing weight. What she doesn't seem to understand is that if she eventually manages to lose a few pounds, it'll be because she's eating less, rather than because of eating nothing but fruit. It won't do her any harm, of course, but it's quite funny, really. I mean, there's no scientific basis for it, in my opinion. At least it's only for 10 days, and then she'll be back to her usual diet, which I think is quite healthy and varied.
That is the end of part 1.